Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're on hold with the Bert Show, which is our good friend. They have a nationally syndicated show on all over the country, and they got a call from one of their listeners in Nashville.
If you haven't been listening the last 3 days, we've been doing this Love, Lost, and Found that I knew was a needle in a haystack, right?
Yeah, Susanna was on a flight from Austin to Nashville and sat next to a lovely man by the name of Charles, who has two dogs named Forrester and Gabriel, and he was just the perfect man, and she had the perfect opportunity to slip him her digits, but she choked and she didn't. And now here we are over, you know, almost a year later, and now she's trying to find him, and we think we found them, now, courtesy of Booker, Alex, and Audrey.
He equally choked too, because the chemistry was there. They get off that plane and nada happens between the two of them, right? So I told Kristen the other day, I'm like, we're coming not from a place of leverage here, because this dude lives in Austin. So let's call our friends in Austin that we know. And that is Booker, Alex, and Audrey. They're at Mix 94.7. Maybe we can do one of these crossover type deals. We go on their show. They explain who it is. And maybe this dude is listening, or somebody that knows him is listening. And we could get one coward together with the other coward 1 year later. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bird Gang. How are y'all?
What's happening, you guys?
All right, so here is the update. When we first got the information from y'all about this guy and Susanna, we did a little research on our own because we're pretty familiar with this. We do it quite regularly, try to connect people. And we just need more love in the world, right? So I thought I found someone that pretty much checked most of the boxes that Susanna explained. And I reached out to the guy. First, I tried calling his office. They said he hasn't been in work today. Probably the best way to reach him is by sending him an email. So I said, okay. And I shot off an email and said, hey, listen, we're with the radio show. We're trying to track you down. It's crazy. But if you have two dogs with these names, will you call me? And
that's really the only thing that we had to go on is the dogs. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Such
exactly.
Unique names.
I said, if these are your dogs, hit me back and I'll explain everything. If not, just reply with, that's not me. Thank you. And I'll move on. Well, I didn't hear from him. Until yesterday, I get a phone call, and he's like, hey, it's Charles. And I'm like, okay, Charles, is it you? And he said, well, he was very, very reluctant to talk, obviously, because it's kind of a weird situation. What's going on? So at that point, I explained everything to him, and I said, okay, knowing all of this now, is it you? And he said, yes, it's me.
Okay.
Now, here's where things don't end well. Okay.
Oh. I have a prediction.
Go ahead.
So because Susanna, you sat on this so long, I have a sneaking suspicion that, yes, he was single when you all took that flight together. Mm-hmm. But if he is such a good catch, I'm assuming he's now in a relationship.
That's your prediction.
Right. Alex?
So I was hoping that his wife listened to this.
Oh, okay.
And he was married there during the time, and drama all unfolds.
Wow.
And like
geez,
a year
guys.
Later, comes back and haunts him. That's just how I think. I think messed up.
You've been watching too much reality television.
I just wanted the drama.
The drama.
Bert, you and I have been, good friends for a long time, so you're very well aware of the fact that I'm not the best looking guy in the world. And anytime a woman looks at me and smiles, I think, oh man, she's totally into me. And I think this is one of those situations where it was just a matter of misunderstanding. So,
oh no,
he says, look, it's me, but I'm just a good old boy from the Midwest, and I was making conversation with someone that was on my flight. I'm just a nice guy, and I was just being nice. I had no intentions, no desire to connect. He said, I'm in a very serious, committed relationship. Oh. And I love my partner, and mm-hmm. I would never step out. So he seemed like a just genuinely good guy, mm-hmm. but a very faithful one and had no intention whatsoever. And we asked him to come on. We're like, hey, would you be willing to tell us your side of the story? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know, look, one of the things that we talked about when we found him was that he's not on social media. And he
sketchy.
See, Audrey thinks that's sketchy. I don't know how you guys feel. But he reiterated that. He said, I'm a very private person. I'm not on social media, so I'd rather not. And also, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Not too late for that.
Exactly. hurt my feelings.
Wow.
Look, you at the end of the day, you shot your shot. You did the right thing. I mean, you got the gun a year late. But you shot your shot, and this isn't an awful story. You can't take this personally. It was two people that were having a great time on a flight. And you followed up with the dude. He's in a committed relationship. No harm, no foul.
I'm proud of you.
It explains why he didn't ask for a number.
Exactly. Oh, that's exactly right.
You're absolutely right.
Right. Because if there really was a mutual interest, then, you know, he probably would have made that move. Mm. But he did not because he's a good dude and, you know, respects his boundaries and certainly was happy in his relationship. So it was just a matter of maybe she had some feelings, kind of felt a vibe from him, but it was not the vibe that she was thinking it was.
All right, so because this one ended up this way, Booker, Alex, and Audrey, does that mean you don't want to do another one? Because I got another email about a guy from Austin.
Oh, please! Hey, listen, we're all about it. Are you kidding?
I'm not even kidding. I got an email from a woman named Sabrina, and she goes, hey, Kristen.
Hold on a second. Before we move on, the body's not even cold yet.
Seriously. That's so true.
She's probably more offended by what we're doing right now.
Poor Susanna, y'all. And maybe we revisit on Monday.
Can we let Susanna go?
All right, Susanna, so we got the closure for you. Sorry it didn't work out.
My bad.
Take care, Susanna.
I'll forgive this one.
Bye-bye.
All right, nice chat with you guys.
As you were.
Do you guys have time to do this now, or do you want to wait till tomorrow?
Oh, it's entirely up to you. We're good.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, no joke. Right after we did our segment with you guys yesterday, I get an email, and it's like, hey, Kristen, I also met a man on a plane from Austin that I'd love to find.
Okay.
This one's a little more recent. He was flying to Atlanta from Austin.
All right.
For the November 5th Georgia game.
Okay.
Oh, no, this was in 2022. Ladies, WTF. The flight I met him on was AA1084.
Damn.
Okay.
From Austin to CLT. Is that Charlotte?
Charlotte, yep.
Yeah, Charlotte. Yep.
But I didn't know that Alcoholics Anonymous had an airline.
Also known as American Airlines, but go ahead.
I guess you don't have to worry about the drink cart coming down or anything. That's cool.
He had a layover in Charlotte before heading to Atlanta. He works in consulting. He is from Atlanta but lives in Austin. I think lived in Dallas for a little while. I did not get his name, but he was engaging and kind. He waited for me in the jetway once he deboarded. He was in a middle seat. I was in the window. He made a comment that I was jamming out. I told him that I was in supply chain logistics. Help, Sabrina.
That's all the details
all we got?
We got nothing.
This is just another dude being nice. He's in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, if that rings any bells, 512-643-5947 or text us to 51993 if
we
you can
no
help out.
Names, no dog names.
No pet names, no dog names.
In the jetway.
He loves his mama.
Oh, God.
All right, so we'll do our best, guys.
Maybe it's Matthew McConaughey.
Could be. Should we make this a daily segment?
We probably could. Wait, I'll have another email for y'all tomorrow. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Good.
You guys, thanks a lot for the assist, man. We really appreciate
Love
it.
Love y'all so much. Good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.